This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hidden Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
The legal team for Karen Reid, accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, petitioning the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court to dismiss two charges that she faces, including second-degree murder. Reid, of course, charged with allegedly hitting O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him in the snowstorm in January of 2022. Reid's defense attorneys argued that retrying her on these charges would violate her constitutional protection against double jeopardy. The brief filed by her attorney, Martin Weinberg, challenges an August decision by a lower court judge who ruled that the case could proceed to retrial in January. Where there was no verdict announced in open court here, retrial of the defendant does not violate the principle of double jeopardy, said Judge Beverly Cano in her ruling. Weinberg's petition, however, argues that the statements from five jurors after the mistrial show that they had unanimously decided Reid was not guilty on two of the three counts. The mistrial was declared after jurors were deadlocked on a manslaughter charge, but according to the defense, they had already agreed to acquit her on the charges of second-degree murder and leaving the scene. Surely that cannot be the law. Indeed, it must not be the law. That sounds very
bum, bum, bum.
Let's try this again. Let's get a little.
Surely that cannot be the law. Indeed, it must not be the law.
I don't know if he has a deep voice or not, but I thought it'd make a little more dramatic. Weinberg wrote in the brief contending that jurors' post-trial statement should be taken as evidence and that they had reached a conclusion on the other counts. And in the context of a highly publicized case, it strains credulity to suggest that if the unequivocal statements from five jurors quoted above did not in fact represent the unanimous view of all 12, the remaining jurors should allow the inaccuracy to go uncorrected. I think I'm going into JFK. The attorney added, the defense argues that he had the remaining jurors disagreed, they would have notified the court. The Norfolk District Attorney's Office disputes this narrative, asserting that no official verdict was reached on any of the charges before the mistrial was declared. Attorney District Amber Adam Lally emphasized that the jury was given clear instructions and had ample opportunity to indicate if they had reached a decision, which is true. The jury never indicated they had reached a verdict on any of the charges, said Lally. He also argued that the defense is relying on hearsay, conjecture, and legally inappropriate reliance as to the substance of the jury deliberations. The case has garnered, obviously, a lot of attention about all of this. They argue that O'Keefe was killed inside the home of fellow Boston, this is her defense, Boston police officer Brian Albert, where O'Keefe was dropped off after a night of drinking and his body was later dragged outside. According to the defense, law enforcement focused on Reid because she was a convenient outsider. An autopsy concluded that O'Keefe died from a combination of hypothermia and blunt force trauma. Prosecutors alleged that Reid hit O'Keefe with her SUV and drove away, leaving him in the snow. The defense also pointed to troubling behavior from some of the law enforcement officials involved in the investigation. We'll talk about that, too. State Trooper Michael Proctor, the lead investigator, was removed from duty after it was revealed that during the trial that he had sent offensive text messages referring to Reid as a whack job and expressing the desire for her to kill herself. Proctor later said his comments were a figure of speech and admitted to letting his emotions get the better of him. The Norfolk District Attorney's Office is expected to respond to the petition by mid-October, and the court will determine whether Reid's retrial will proceed as scheduled. The same DA's office, by the way, in the Sandra Birchmore case. And just for good measure, I think we should spell this out a little bit too.
Because
that's not the only interesting correlation here in this case with Sandra Birchmore. If you're not familiar with that case, we have another channel for that, or it's might have already heard about it. This is the woman who was 23 when she was murdered, but it was considered a suicide, even though it looked nothing like a suicide. But she was groomed from the age of 12 by some officers over on the Stoughton Police Department, and then sexually abused for many years, eventually got pregnant by one of the officers, and then mysteriously died the next week after she was planning for everything, and he asked for a key to her place and all sorts of stuff. And apparently the brother was somehow involved in this as well. He recently surrendered his ability to be a police officer, but still no charges there, which I'm still trying to figure out what the hell that's all about. So that's
Do you think he's turned on his brother?
That would be one of the only possible explanations why he's not been charged yet. Or a statute of limitations on, or there's not any evidence that they can prove that he was sexually abusing her at a younger age.
Have only you ever later. Known any twins?
Yes.
I have two, and I can tell you, and I'm just throwing some conjecture twins? Out there. Twins are very close. Obviously, if they've had a falling out and, you know, they're not close with each other, this whole theory falls apart.
Okay.
But to my understanding, these two were close from what I've read.
Oh, God.
There is no way that the one twin didn't know what the other was doing and vice versa.
Here's another thing that just came to my mind. Did she know it was the twin?
Ew. Oh my God. Do you mean like they were tag teaming?
Not like as a threesome, but like, just yeah. tell her your
no,
name.
No, I mean like, tell her I don't me. Have time tonight.
Yeah.
Why don't you go over?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mind blown. That's just, again, my conjecture, not in any way a fact or anything of that nature. They're innocent until proven guilty. One of them has never been charged. Here's some more of those other interesting. This is a listener that sent this to me, and I fact checked it, did a whole story on it today. The first officer on the scene at John O'Keefe's death was Officer Lank, who said he heard Karen Reed say she hit him, but didn't yeah. put it in his report. Yeah. And the first officer on the scene at Sandra Birch. The thing is, okay, that statement there, look, it doesn't even really fucking matter because Karen Reed said she thought she hit him too.
Right.
But he didn't put it in his report. Anyway, that, and he's the first officer there and the first officer at that other scene too. And the Birchmore case, a lot more fucking obvious that it was not a suicide and to have that end up being ruled that initially. Because Sandra was from Stoughton, but lived in Canton at this point. That's why he was at both of these. The second officer was Kevin Albert, Brian Albert's brother, state trooper who investigated Sandra Birchmore's death, was Trooper Fanning, who was Trooper Proctor's boss.
Oh, God.
The Karen Reed. Now, if you're going to assume Trooper Proctor's pretty fucking twisted and bad, you have a boss that's like over this guy that seems to be letting this happen. I'm assuming he's aware. Maybe not. Maybe he had his head in the sand. I don't know. But a lot of fucking people involved here in another case that has a lot of questions about covering things up. Overseeing both of these was also the Norfolk DA's office, and the medical examiner was the same one as well.
Oh, God. If I lived in those communities, I think I would probably just buy a high-powered rifle and eliminate 911 from my phone.
Yeah. You're like, just, yeah. I don't think
I'm on my
them.
Own.
I'm understanding more and more about life out there and why they are so against their officers. Cause I think there's a lot of twisted shit going on. Again, I don't know what happened. Well, here's another one. Ready for a Tony conjecture land. That's just completely from the back of my head. Does it mean it's any sort of fact? Just random theory.
Just brainstorming.
Because everybody's like, why would they kill their friend John O'Keefe? Did John O'Keefe...
Did he find something out?
Did John O'Keefe have knowledge of something that he shouldn't have?
Well, now that would make a lot more sense. Would also make it
yes.
seem more plausible for Karen to be saying, I've been set up. I had nothing to do with this.
Yes. There you go, defense of Karen Reed. That's your new defense. Thank you. I'll take
Can
a check.
Can we call Alan Jackson? Can we call him?
I don't know if he's back on the case. I don't know. He wasn't mentioned, but I don't know.
He wasn't mentioned. And I said that to you, like, I'm going to miss that guy. I kind of liked him. No, not that guy. Not that guy.
Remember when Alan Jackson was the attorney?
No, not this one. Not that
Standing
Alan Jackson.
Standing outside
the one.
Restaurant, caressing no. Karen Reed's body. Everybody thought it was a fake photo, but it's real.
Yeah.
The one with the law degree.
I'm sure Alan Jackson, the singer, has a law degree.
There's a degree there. I saw him.
There's a degree.
To go off in a different way. I saw him in the Twin Cities. Must have been 1999. I had just gotten into radio. I'd been in for a year. The most boring concert I've ever been to.
I agree. I'm gonna look. The most boring one I've ever been to, and there's going to be plenty of people who are going to be like, that's sacrilegious. You should never say that. Well, look, I'm not a big country fan. I can totally respect it. If you love this guy's music, he's a master of his craft.
Without God help me. If you say Garth Brooks, no. I will slap you. No. I will fly to where you are.
He's one of the most exciting shows I've ever seen was Garth Brooks.
Okay. Cause I just got nervous. I can't work for somebody who would say that. So
well, it's not that. Okay. And look, I totally respect this person, but the stage performance, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm just used to more excitement. And I'm just not into most of his music. The only song I like from this guy is called Run. George Strait.
Okay.
But he's of the older generation where it was just standing there playing your guitar, but, but it's just like song starts, songs end. And this is my conjecture on country. Of almost any era, it all sounds alike. The 90s country sounds alike. I mean, depending on what you're talking about, certain artists, all of their songs sound alike. I'm not saying it as a genre. I'm saying it as a certain artist. There's certain artists where literally most of their songs are so damn similar. It's hard to tell them apart unless you really know them. That's why the one song I like from George Strait is Run. It sounds nothing like any of his other music.
I was going to say, I have to go back in my brain. Like, I'm not sure I recall that one. I mean, one of his big ones.
It is. It's from Urban Cowboy.
Is it really?
George Strait. Yep. This is actually one of his biggest hits. And it's not super country either. It's more kind of a contemporary. Ooh. I mean, it's a real...
I know this one.
Yeah, it's kind of like a haunting melody. I just like this one.
If there's a plane...
Yes.
Yeah, that's that. So
okay.
Maybe
I never knew the title.
Yeah, that's the one song. And it's one of my favorite songs. So I'm not trying to be anti-George. I just don't like most of his stuff. But I do like that song. Anyway, that's way the fuck off topic.
We get there sometimes. Sometimes we do need a little relief from the depravity out there.
That's why somehow my mind went to George Strait, Run.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.